The bankrupt Suffolk OTB is trying to get its plan for a video lottery terminal casino in Medford finalized before a bankruptcy court hearing in April. OTB and the gaming management company Delaware North obtained the site in 2014, but since then the project has been stuck in limbo because the town of Brookhaven refuses to rezone the site and residents fiercely oppose the casino. Joe Ryder from WSHU's Long Island Bureau has more.
Brett Hodak is president of the Medford Taxpayers and Civic Association.
I'm a person who believes there's a place for everything. And while that place may exist in upstate New York in a depressed area, all right, we don't want to bring that type of depression here. They're not viable entities in a densely populated region.
There are published reports that Suffolk OTB is looking to move the project to the Marriott Hotel in Islandia, which is located in an industrial area. Suffolk County legislator Kevin McCaffrey, who's also president of the union that represents Nassau OTB workers, said that there is a lot of fear-mongering around the casino.
People like to gamble. They enjoy it, and we're losing those dollars right now to Connecticut, to New Jersey, and to Pennsylvania. And people want to stay close to home and enjoy that as their recreation.
OTB will appear before a bankruptcy judge on April 13th to assess their progress in building the casino. Joe Ryder, WSHU News.
Suffolk OTB has not returned calls for comment. Governor Andrew Cuomo approved the construction of VLT casinos in Nassau and Suffolk counties in 2013.